Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Vivian Blade, the president and CEO, a speaker and coach with Experts in Growth Leadership Consulting. Vivian, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Vivian, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you, Paul. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be with you on Take 5 today. Our work is so closely aligned, so I'm really excited to be able to share with your audience. I work with leaders and organizations to help build better leaders and better workplaces. I'm a leadership and I'm a resilient expert. I develop leaders, I coach leaders and teams, and I'm an author, as you can see behind me here. So let's dive into some of the suggestions that I have in response to your question. You know, the pace of change and the workload that we all have, it is not going away anytime soon, we know. Mm-hmm. And there are all these surprises that come up at work every day that we didn't anticipate. How many times has it been for you that the three most important items on your to-do list didn't actually get done because you had all this expected stuff that came up during the day at your workplace? And so we know that we are in a state of constant change. The things that come up, they take over as the things that are urgent for us. And so as leaders, we really have to learn how to adapt well in the face of all this change. And not just adapt to what's coming at us, but we really have to take control of really defining what our future is going to be, what that destiny is going to be for us personally, as well as for our organizations, so that we thrive, not just survive. As many of us in this environment, especially through COVID and post-COVID, have found us ourselves doing so much of. So to operate successfully in this environment and to take that control in defining our future, you know, that can sometimes be overwhelming for ourselves and for our teams. So we have to really lead differently. We've got to become resilience-ready leaders and create the kind of workplace, that kind of environment where people want to work, where you stop that revolving door of employees coming and going, as so many of us are struggling with right now. And my research for the Resilience Ready book, I found that there are five core principles that resilient organizations, resilient teams, and resilient leaders operate around. And those five are perspective, purpose, perseverance, partnership, and praise. Now, with the time that we have together today, I want to just touch on purpose just briefly. And if people want to learn more about the other principles and really dig into the details, they can feel free to check out my Resilience Ready book. Let's talk about corporate responsibility for just a moment. These days, it is not just a buzzword. It is an expectation. Employees have that expectations of the organizations that they are going to work for. When we look at the research around some of the top reasons why employees leave their workplace today, a lot of it has to do with purpose. It has to do with them not feeling like they are themselves doing meaningful work, or that they don't work for organizations that have a meaningful purpose. So therefore, they're disconnected, they're disengaged. They become the quiet quitters that we are hearing so much about now. So fulfilling a meaningful purpose has to be a top strategic corporate priority. And then connecting employees to that purpose so that they feel connected, they feel engaged, and they stay with your organization is fundamental. I don't know if you've seen the TED Talk or read the book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. In that TED Talk and in his book, he reminds us that people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. He says that, why do you get out of bed in the morning? And why is it that anybody should even care about that? So I want to ask you, do you even know what your why is? What is your purpose? What is your organizational purpose? What are the purpose of your teams that align with that organizational purpose? And so the starting point when we're going to become resilience-ready organizations, teams, and leaders is to discover your why and to authentically fulfill that purpose each and every day. And then, of course, you have to do the work to ensure that every person is connected to it in meaningful ways. I love the tool by the Why Institute. They have created a Why Discovery, and I've become a certified Why coach so that I can help organizations to discover the why at the top level for their teams and for the individuals and help them to get connected to it. So one of my most important points is to be resilience-ready organizations, teams, and leaders. Purpose has to be at the forefront. And understanding, discovering your why, and living and breathing it each and every day is paramount for you. And that is the key that I wanted to share with your listeners today, Paul.
Well, Vivian, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they become incredibly popular, I just want to say thank you for your very clear and concise reminder about the importance of the why. Something you just said there that stirred in me, that we hear a lot about quitting today. And I often think, to your point, that one of the worst things that can happen in organizations is when somebody quits, but they actually stay.
Yes.
I mean, they've quit for all intents and purposes, but they just stay for whatever reason. And I just want to put a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the events that we have coming up on a regular basis. And Vivian, am I right in thinking that you're in Kentucky right now?
I am. Yes.
Could I offer you, all the way from Southern California, could I offer you a virtual high five?
I would love that. All right. Good one.
Vivian, thanks ever so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it. And thanks on behalf of everybody who watches these.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. It's been great. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Vivian.
Take care.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.